the state.
If you have two horses, the horse on the left is called the...
One on the left is one of the near side called it G. The other on the left, you tell him G, you see. And the one on the right, you tell him ho, you call one your foreside and your side. That's what people call me to hook them up.
Mm-hmm. If something is not right near at hand, you say it is just a little what? If something is not right near at hand, it's not right here, you say it's just a little...
Just a little distant off, or just a little piece off there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you've been traveling and have not finished your journey, you might say that you have had a...
Well, I had a good trip, but wasn't finished. Incomplete trip if we didn't get where I was going.
Uh-huh. If you didn't get where you're going, you might say...
trip wasn't finished. Incomplete.
You say you have
incomplete.
A one... Wait.
One way. Incomplete trip.
Uh-huh. And you might say, well, the reason I didn't get where I was going was because I had such a what?
Well, it could have some handicap with it.
No,
handicapped.
I mean, if it was such, it was because of the long distance. You might say, the reason I didn't get where I was going was because it was just...
It was so far. It was a long distance, so far. Such a roundabout way I turned back, where it went.
Uh-huh. Now, if something is very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you would say that you can find that just about...
Almost anywhere.
If he slipped on the ice and fell this way, he fell, if he slipped on ice and fell this way, then you would say he fell...
Fell backwards.
Uh-huh. Fell and if backwards. He fell this way, you
he
would
fell
say...
Fell forward.
Uh-huh. Now, suppose you had gone fishing, somebody said, did you catch any fish? And you didn't catch any, you would
That's
say,
it.
No.
No, I didn't have no luck. Didn't catch none.
Uh-huh. You say, not a what?
Not a one.
Boy might say of a scolding teacher, why is she blaming me? I
ain't did nothing.
I know if he thought he hadn't done wrong, he might say, I
haven't did anything, I haven't done nothing wrong.
Now someone apologizes for breaking your rake and you say, that's all right, I didn't like it.
Well, if
you know, he broke your rake and you say, that's all right, I didn't like it.
I didn't like it in no way.
Now, a crying child might say he was eating candy. He was eating candy and didn't give me.
Didn't give me any of it.
Uh-huh. He was crying because
he didn't get any.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He might say, "That's I was eating. He was eating candy and he didn't give me.
No, none of it.
Okay, now that boy is spoiled. When he's grown up, you might say, he'll have his trouble. You know, if the kid has been spoiled and he's grown up, you say, when that kid grows up, he'll have his trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He might not be a chest tie.
Uh-huh. You'll say, he'll have trouble. If you think he's going to have trouble, you say, he'll have trouble what, maybe? Uh-huh. How might you complete that?
Well, he'll have trouble trying to get along with other folks.
Okay.
If his training ain't complete, he'll have trouble trying to get along with other folks.
What are the trenches cut by a plow called? Call you what? When you're plowing your ground, the little trench that cuts by it is called you what?
I call it four.
Have a good yield, you might say, we raised a big what?
Big crop. Big crop of corn, a big crop of cotton.
If you got rid of all the bush and tree on the land, you would say you did what?
I cleaned it up. Cleaned land up.
What about the second cutting of clover or grass? What is this called? What do you call the old dry dead grass that is left on the ground in the spring?